Welcome to the Mike Mularkey Show. In this week's edition, I'm solo, and we're going to talk about Tom Brady because I don't think I need anybody else to sit here and tell you all how great Tom Brady is. He's bringing the number one rated offense into Jacksonville this weekend. He's the fourth rated quarterback in the National Football League. And it's interesting because last week while we were in Miami, I had a long conversation with Bob Greasy before the game and talked specifically about great quarterbacks. And everything that Bob Greasy mentioned is exactly what you find in Tom Brady. And I've got a sampling of plays to show some of these traits that great quarterbacks have. And you could make the argument that Tom Brady might be one of the greatest of all times, and I'm talking about the top three. Five-time Super Bowl participant, three-time Super Bowl champ, and two-time Super Bowl MVP. On this first play, if you take a look at both receivers to the outside, this is a double move here. And he's got double moves to both sides by both receivers, Lloyd and also Wes Welker at the bottom. You see the pump fake there by Tom Brady, and he wanted Lloyd to the top of the screen there, but it wasn't open. And he immediately knows where his next option is and comes back to the other side and finds Wes Welker. But this looks so much better from the end zone because it just shows how calm and cool that Tom Brady is in the pocket, because the Texans here have a five-man pressure, and he doesn't flinch. He stays calm in the pocket. His feet are just completely stable and balanced. Makes a nice throw to Wes Welker, and it gets the Patriots down inside the five. Now, a quick release. A quarterback has to have a quick release. Tom Brady gets the shotgun, and here in the backfield, Aaron Hernandez is his tight end. And as soon as he knows that he's open, because he's got man coverage, you got to get it to him quick before the linebacker closes that separation. And boy, how about that for a quick release? Zip. Ball's gone and right on target to Aaron Hernandez. Now, Peyton Manning may be one of the best at play fakes, but you know what? Tom Brady might be just as good, because look at this play fake. And because the play fake is so good, I'm going to go back and pause it. Take a look at the safety at the top, Glover Quinn. He's right inside the right hash from our perspective. Look at what he does. He comes up immediately into the box and negates his responsibilities, which is deep coverage. And Brandon Lloyd, who is Tom Brady's new toy this year, has great speed and awareness, and Tom throws a beautiful touch pass to Brandon Lloyd for the touchdown. Now, if you got to have velocity, you think he might not have it? Well, he's in his 13th year, and I think he's looked as good as he's ever been. Take a look at this quick release, but also the velocity. How about that? I mean, talk about accurate, quick release, and the velocity to boot to Aaron Hernandez here. All the traits of a great quarterback. Now, the one thing about Tom Brady is he's a great controller of the tempo of a game. And here he catches the Houston Texans not aligned. 38, Daniel Manning, the safety. You can see him right there behind the linebacker, 51. When he is trying to get out wide to Aaron Hernandez, but Tom Brady knows that. He knows that. He just totally ignores the play that's called in the huddle and makes sure that his tight end, Hernandez, to the outside is aware, snaps it, delivers it, touchdown. Tempo. One of the best in the league at controlling tempo. Now, pre-snap knowledge. Tom Brady, excellent pre-snap knowledge. And he knows that this play is not what it appears to be. I'm going to pause it here. 27 and 38. Those are the two safeties for the Houston Texans. So most quarterbacks would look at this and say, well, we can't throw the deep ball. Well, Tom knows because of his knowledge and experience that this is not too deep zone, or a too deep man coverage with two guys over the top. So he knows that he's got single coverage to his wide receiver, and he finds it. That's what makes him special, because if a quarterback can walk to the line and know exactly where he's got to go with the ball, it makes it so much easier on him, and he can throw the ball with confidence. Now, a quarterback has to have great balance in the pocket, and watch Tom on this play. Most quarterbacks here would be freaking out because it's not open, but he just maintains the balance in the pocket. He never loses control. He never panics, and he throws an absolutely beautiful pass here down the field. And, you know, this pass here goes to a tight end that's rarely used. It's not Rob Gronkowski. It's not Aaron Hernandez. It's a tight end that they picked up in free agency, and I've got to look at my sheet here to pronounce his name. It actually has seven syllables. Uh-oh, Manau Anui. Seven syllables, right? Tom Brady doesn't care about how many syllables is in his name. He just knows that if he's open, he's going to get the ball. Now, in this game, Sunday Night Football, against the San Francisco 49ers, I thought Tom Brady was truly special because they got down by 28 points. He never panicked. Mike Markey always uses the term flinching. Well, Tom Brady never flinched. The New England Patriots never flinched, and they were able to come back and tie this game. And I watched that game from beginning to end because Tom Brady impressed me the way his sideline demeanor was, the way he rallied his offense and his football team. And when it came down to crunch time, here's a fourth and one, and you've got to score to get back in this ball game. And watch the kind of mechanics that Tom goes through to make this play happen. He identifies exactly what the 49ers are trying to do on defense. He adjusts his offense and goes to the quarterback sneak. Now, hey, look, there's not many quarterbacks in the National Football League that are willing to risk their body, knowing that they're a franchise-type quarterback, but Tom Brady is one of them. He is truly one of the greats in the National Football League, bar none, and it's a big challenge for the Jaguars this week, today, in the ballgame against the Patriots. Now, when we come back with the Mike Malarkey Show, we'll join the Jaguars in the community, and specifically Jason Babin.